Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday. The big news here locally today and around the NBA. Kevin Durant is a Houston Rocket. The trade agreed to yesterday. Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the 10th pick in this draft, and a slew of second-round picks headed to Phoenix. Kevin Durant coming to Houston. Joining us right now to talk about that trade, one of the best when it comes to breaking down the NBA. You can hear him on SiriusXM's NBA channel. He's a contributor to NBA TV as well. Brian Geltzeiler joining us right now. Geltz, it's great to talk to you. How you doing? That was a busy day yesterday for you NBA folks, Geltz.
You know, we always say, Shawnee, busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest,
right?
They had us running around everywhere yesterday.
Yeah.
In terms of just, you know, between the Durant trade, which having to break that down, Game 7 of the finals, which really didn't disappoint. You would have wanted a little closer, but it certainly had plenty of drama and had the disappointment, I guess, of Tyrese Halliburton's injury. But crazy, crazy NBA day yesterday, and kind of it's not really going to let up here. I mean, the games end, but a different set of games off the court begin starting yesterday. Actually started with the Bane trade, but really kicks into high gear this
week. Yeah, I mean, in terms of name power, it doesn't get much bigger than Kevin Durant. So, well, I mean, we'll break this thing down, Geltz, but just off the top, have the Rockets put themselves in the conversation with Oklahoma City in the Western Conference with this deal?
They may have been in the conversation with Oklahoma City before this deal, yeah, but they're certainly in the conversation now. Listen, I think you have to understand the context of what the Rockets did in this deal and how they handled it, where they wouldn't give and where they did give to get it done. So understanding this, listen, the Suns knew better than to ask for Şengün or Thompson in a package. I'm not sure if they did or they didn't, but it was summarily dismissed and a deal never would have happened with those two. The other three guys that were interesting that ended up being in this deal per se, not necessarily permanently, but in this deal untouchable, were Jabari Smith, Reed Shepard, and Tari Eason. And Eason's going to factor in important here. So when you take a look at what the Rockets decided to do to bring in Kevin Durant, and this is not Oklahoma City Kevin Durant or Golden State Kevin Durant, it's Phoenix Kevin Durant. And not that he's not a fantastic scorer and not that he's not going to be a great fit and help this team out a ton, but he's going to be 37 years old when the season starts. So it's important to understand that, you know, it's Durant's still great. It's not the same top version of Durant. But you were still able to add Kevin Durant here for your sixth most valuable guy in your front office's eyes. And listen, it's the thing about Jalen Green is that, I mean, this is the ultimate feast or famine guy. This is as feast or famine as it gets, and I think it got very hard for the Rockets because when he's on, you want to ride him as much as you possibly can. I think of the text I sent you, Shawnee. I referred to him as the veal chop special. Mm-hmm. I'm a big veal chop guy. You can absolutely hit a home run, could be the best thing on the menu, but I've gone to a steakhouse, they've pushed the veal chop on me, and it's $20 more and doesn't taste all that good. That's Jalen Green right there. He is the veal chop special. He's even going to be the best thing on the menu or the absolute worst thing on the menu, but he's going to cost you a lot of money. So for right here with where it went, I thought Houston did a great job. Listen, they don't need another rookie scale contract on the books right now. So trading 10 to get some good value here made a whole lot of sense. The one loss in this, and the fives, listen, seconds are important in the NBA, yet always easy to replenish. So I'm not worried about the seconds, and I know that put it over the hump. The one loss here is Dylan Brooks, who really did a super job of helping elevate this Rockets team by being that veteran presence, by kind of being the role model for the grind. and really everybody else kind of picked it up and went off of that. But that brings us full circle back to the importance of Tari Eason and all this. I think they feel like they can get, you know, what Brooks brought with Eason and maybe even more upside in terms of athleticism and the ability to be, I don't know about a frontline scorer, but a pretty consistent scorer and be a terrific two-way guy and a big-time stopper. I see that with Tari Eason at this point. So keeping him in this deal when you knew you had to sacrifice Brooks for salary purposes, I think was very, very important for the Rockets.
Brian, I'm very excited about this trade. And at the same time, I'm trying to be realistic and, you know, remember that Durant has missed serious time in three of the last four seasons. He's going to be 37 years old. Is there anything that jumps out at you that I could be genuinely optimistic about in terms of load management or anything else where they might do a better job of avoiding injury?
Well, the thing is this, Steph, and I think it's important to note this. Phoenix had, like, nothing outside of Durant and Booker. Beal turned into a $54 million nothing. And so, yes, there was some Grayson Allen and Royce O'Neal. If they wanted to win a lot of games, they'd play Kevin Durant in a lot of minutes. Think about how many games the Rockets chose to finish games with Jalen Green on the bench. There were plenty of games they chose to finish with Dylan Brooks on the bench. My point being is that they don't have to play Kevin Durant 37 minutes a game. They can play Kevin Durant early parts of the season 27 to 30 minutes a game, because there's the thing, a beautiful part about what Raphael Stone has done with this Rockets roster is the vast amount of depth. I mean, we're having this whole conversation. We haven't brought up Cam Whitmore's name, like, who's a wonderful young player who just frankly is a victim of, or at least up till now has been a victim of a numbers game. Now you're kind of one less in that rotation. Allows him to elevate up. These are all ways that you can check Durant's minutes a little bit and stretch him out. I'm not a huge proponent of how sitting games being something that really helps guys be healthy for later in season. I don't think there's any scientific evidence that says it. However, I am a proponent of spotting guys' minutes and keeping kind of minutes in the, you know, the beginning and the middle of the season pretty moderated for older players. I think there's a history there of showing that that helps guys later in the year. And the Rockets really are the ideal place for Kevin Durant to go at this place of his career. It's kind of the perfect marriage of team and player in the respect that you saw in the playoffs. The Rockets just didn't have that go-to guy to get a bucket when they needed it. They tried to make it Şengün, and he's fine as a number two dude, but he's not a lead guy that way. Kevin Durant needed to go somewhere where he was going to be traded and there was enough around him to be able to compete, and a place where his scoring and his ability to get his own shot was going to have a massive effect and not take usage away from other guys that should have it. This is all that perfect mix. I love this trade for Durant. I love this trade for the Houston Rockets. Listen, I thought the Rockets would be in the conversation with the Thunder before this trade. Now they are right there with them.
Yeah, just to illustrate that point you made about his minutes played, like last year, he played more minutes per game than he did in his age 26 through 31
yep.
seasons.
Wow.
Yeah, it just the usage can definitely be a lot different. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah.
Yep.
Brian.
And Seth, one other thing related to that. A lot of that here in coming to the Rockets is based upon the coach and the program. Everybody in Phoenix last year was essentially coaching, playing, and managing the team for their job. And that forces coaches into bad decisions sometimes and general managers into bad decisions sometimes. In this case, for the Rockets, Ime Udoka just signed a contract extension. Raphael Stone has been absolutely outstanding. No one has to go do anything to try to save their jobs, and they can take a long-term perspective on where they want to be in mid to late May and June.
So what's next, Geltz? We're talking to Brian Geltziler, SiriusXM NBA and NBA TV, joining us on the show. They still got a ton of assets here if they want to make another move. I think they've got the mid-level exception available to them, if I'm not mistaken. What if you're Raphael Stone, what are the other moves that you're looking at possibly right now to put even more finishing touches on this?
Probably not many. I like my rotation as is. I think put Durant in this rotation, it's really good. And there's one other big meatball out there, Shawnee, and that's the fact that at some point or another, the Rockets, at least for the next year, I would say, into next summer through this year's trade deadline, the Rockets need to make sure that they're leaving enough dry powder that if Milwaukee decides to part ways with Giannis, they can go step forward and do something for that. And I think that has to be where I am if I'm the Rockets right now. I'm looking at my rotation. I'm looking at who I'm going to start. You know, you do have the Fred VanVleet contract. That whole thing's got to be dealt with. Do you want to stretch him out over 3 years and go from there? Those conversations are ongoing right now. But beyond that, I don't know that I want to do a heck of a lot more here. I want to see if I can get Shepherd indoctrinated into a rotation this year, because that shooting will be very helpful. But he really didn't look ready this year. So that's something else I want to work on. But I do think kind of giving some of these young guys that haven't had much of an opportunity, I think is important. Whitmore's a guy I mentioned before who I think has got a whole lot to offer on the scoring side. And listen, keep in mind the theme I'm at here, guys. There was scoring issues on this team this year. They guard anybody, but there were scoring issues on this team this year. So we're talking about what? Bringing in Kevin Durant, one of the great scorers in the history of the sport. We're talking about a bench guy who heats up quick and Cam Whitmore getting more minutes. And we're talking about Reed Shepherd shooting. I think they're covering what the weaknesses are. And again, not that you want a pipe dream for Giannis, but I mean, if you're the Knicks right now and Giannis comes available and you pretty much gave everything you had for Mikal Bridges and fell short in the way you fell short, you're kicking yourself if Giannis comes available. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Rockets want to be that team. And they keep this in mind. They were able to do this deal with the Phoenix Suns and keep every single one of the Suns' picks that they have. That it was an unbelievably good job by Stone. And I got to tell you, I wouldn't do anything right now. I'd wait and see how this team gels and maybe come trade deadline, something around the margins. But I'd keep a very, very close eye on what's happening in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Geltz, I think the other concern, in addition to the medical concerns that Seth brought up potentially with Kevin Durant, would be the contract going forward. He's in a contract year. This is the last year of his deal, but we can see which way the wind's blowing on this thing. There's going to be, I would imagine, some sort of extension. What do you envision that looking like? And what are the Rockets exactly heading into here, considering all the young guys that they still need to, if they want to keep them as part of the core here, going to take care of them in some fashion, including Amen Thompson, who might be a max guy when he comes available?
Amen Thompson has to be a max guy. Yeah. He's not a max guy in a second contract. I don't know what one looks right. like. So that's common. The thing is this, Sean, about Durant. Durant had given, initially he gave three destinations that were his preference: San Antonio, Houston, and Miami, in no particular order. But that very quickly went to just Houston and San Antonio. And so he got to a place that he wanted to go. I don't think this is a Jimmy Butler situation where Butler had to get paid. Wherever he was going, it was one last big contract. He needed to get paid. Butler played earlier in his career on value deals and was still chasing money down the stretch here with this stuff. Okay, I don't think that's Kevin Durant here. And I think if Kevin Durant's happy in a good situation, and keep in mind, one thing I haven't mentioned yet that's vitally important in all this is Durant's relationship with Ime Udoka, who he adores. And he, listen, Durant wanted Udoka with the Nets right after the Celtics scandal. And the Nets ownership, Joe Tsai, didn't have the stomach for it. And I don't blame him at the time, because at the time, Udoka was somewhat toxic. But Durant finally gets to Houston with Udoka with a chance to win titles. You know, Tillman Fertitta and Raphael Stone sit him down and say, listen, we can pay you this, but if we paid you this, a little bit lower, it makes life easier for us to keep the kind of team around you that you want around you. I think for Durant at this stage of his career, he'd be open to that. Kevin Durant's made a lot of money. He's won scoring titles. He's won MVPs. He's won two titles as essentially the second guy on the Warriors. Curry's won without him. He's never won without Curry. As much as he says it doesn't matter, that burns in him. And if it means taking a couple of less bucks in Houston with all this money he's made that he'll never spend for the rest of his life, that his family will never spend for the rest of his life, if that's what all that means at this point, I would think that he would probably take less, a la what Jalen Brunson did with the Knicks, just to allow them to make sure they can fit everybody in and everybody's going to get to eat with the Rockets and keep a team together.
You know, Jalen Green's never really played with a creator in the backcourt like Devin Booker. If those two remain together on that team, is this perhaps a much better situation for Jalen Green in the long term?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Any situation for Jalen Green, Seth, where he has a decent amount of usage will be a good situation for him. Where you worry about Jalen Green is if there's too much usage. Like, it's just, you know, it's one of those guys that's trying to diet that you put too much food in front of him, and he's just going to eat. You keep giving Jalen Green the ball, he's going to keep shooting the ball. And that's your worry with him. And listen, there's been rumblings already that Phoenix is maybe looking to move him forward somewhere else and see what else they can get. Like, that there's thoughts there right now. So I don't know how much he lands. So listen, I had heard rumblings Devin Booker wasn't all that crazy about playing with Jalen Green. With that said, this was the best offer Phoenix had by a large margin. Some of the things I've heard about Miami drive me crazy. I don't understand where they are. Miami, there was a possibility. If Miami was willing to throw Nikola Jovic, Jaime Jaquez, and Haywood Highsmith in this deal, they could have actually gotten a deal with multiple firsts done that had them keeping Andrew Wiggins and Khalil Ware. And if they were able to do that and passed on that, can't help them. That's kind of silly, because if they really want to do something now in a weakened East, that would have been a very smart thing for them to do. But they didn't do that. But you look at this Jalen Green situation right now. Phoenix may move on from him and look to see if they can get a veteran that will help more and fit better with Devin Booker. I don't think they think that he's a wonderful fit with Booker, but it was the most asset-rich deal they could possibly make. And really, right now, with where Phoenix has been and what's happened there, they need a dude like Dylan Brooks. They need a dude that's going to bring a seriousness to that locker room and that bench that they kind of haven't had. It's been a little bit of a joke there. And from a leadership standpoint, and some of that's on Kevin Durant, by the way. We don't want to let him off the hook totally about that. Dylan Brooks will help them, but I wouldn't be surprised to see Jalen Green move on before he ever plays a game in a Suns uniform.
Yelts, I hate that there's a player in the NBA whose name is exactly the same as Nikola Jokic, but by one letter. You know, it makes these trade proposals very confusing.
Right?
Yeah, it makes these trade, but like the visual of just skimming on Twitter and seeing that dude's name in a trade, I'm like, well, how did this guy land? How did he land in my, what the hell is going on here? It doesn't
blend. You got a Jokic, a Jovic,
yeah,
and a Topic.
Yeah.
Okay, because Topic is the kid at OKC that didn't play a game this year and is going to be there next year. 6'6 point guard. It becomes, listen, you definitely need a scorecard.
Dude, yeah, and do they know how much I drink on the weekends, Gelt? You know, you're just skimming things. There's a lot of chance for fake news out of me with this stuff going on.
Sean would have been miserable working at Ellis Island back in the day. They're like, nope, your name is Smith. You're a Jones.
So many names spelled wrong, Seth. Okay, yeah. What would you have done with my name? Oh, my God. Would have taken it and butchered it, really.
Oh, beautiful. Brian Geltziler, you get him on Sirius XM, NBA TV. Geltz, my bad. I forgot to write down your social media ID here as well. It is at...
at B Geltz on Instagram, at B Geltz NBA on Twitter/X. Why it's not the same on both, I'm not even really sure. But yeah, you know, you can dress me up, you can't take me.
Well, Geltz, hey man, it's great to catch up with you. Really appreciate the insight. And we'll be talking soon, as always. Appreciate the time, my man. I know it's a busy day for you guys.
Boys.
Yeah,
it is. And I love that basketball is relevant again. The NBA is relevant again in Houston, so I can spend more time talking to you guys. You're always a pleasure. I always love coming on with you guys.
We love it too, Geltz. Appreciate you, my man. We'll talk soon.
Talk to you soon. Take care, boys.
All right, sounds good. Brian Geltziler joining us on the program here. Good stuff. All right. We've got a lot still to dig into with the Kevin Durant trade. We mentioned this earlier. Kevin Durant, by my count, Seth, is about the 10th former All-Star that's been brought in by the Houston Rockets over the last decade. How has it ended? How has it ended with the others? And does it need to end better with Kevin Durant? Or is this trade a failure? I want to go through some numbers here real quick with the audience in the next segment. We'll do that next. Stay there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.